21st of February 2005, soldiers of the National Army of Colombia carried out a massacre among the civilian population of the Peace Community at San Jose de Apatzingo. The Peace Community Council set up a verification commission consisting of 300 people who, after visiting the site where these events took place, issued the following report on the 27th of February 2005. On Friday, 25th of February, at about midday, we found evidence of the massacre. Two common graves containing the mutilated bodies of Alfonso Oliva de Gracia, San Domingo, and their children, Natalia de Gracia, aged 4 years, and Santiago de Gracia, aged 13 months. We also found in one of the graves the remains of our abandoned brother, aged 30, who lived with his girlfriend and son, Juan Diego Salazar. Alejandro was not involved in the community, nor in the humanitarian grounds in nearby settlements. All of these people had been hacked to death with machetes, with their heads and limbs cut off, an example of the ferocity and unbelievable cruelty of the perpetrators. According to a witness who survived the incident, the army broke into the house of Mr. Alejandro de Gracia, firing their guns, and one gunshot wounded his girlfriend, Alejandro. Alejandro Perez and another man were taking the house at a distance of about 40 meters. When he heard the shooting, they started running, and Alejandro fell down wounded. At the same time, Alejandro de Gracia and a co-worker, who was in his house at the time, started to run away. While Alfonso hesitated when he heard his girlfriend asking the soldiers not to kill her children, Alfonso told his companion that he would rather die with his family than abandon him, and he returned to the house. The only of the five bodies was carried out by representatives of the prosecutor's office, who arrived at Lagos Valles by helicopter in the afternoon of Friday 25th. Since we arrived at Minneapolis and Lagos Valles, we have been surrounded by members of the army, who, as we have already reported, were conducting operations in the entire area from the 1st to 17th of February. Since that date, the army has maintained a strong presence in all the settlements of South Brazil. In a report we made, we referred to the strategy of the army and the paramilitary to evacuate the settlements and to take control of the land. There have been indiscriminate bombing followed by operations destroying everything they have come into contact with. Animals, crops, houses, guns, bodies, gates, instant food, entire families, children of only 4 years of age, babies of only 18 months, all victims of an inhuman conflict. What is even worse is the fact that they are victims of the forces of the Colombian state, whose constitutional function is to protect its own citizens. There is absolutely no doubt that the strategy is working. Only 2 weeks ago, we pointed out it is a result of all these operations in New York and Minnesota, only 10 families remain. Now, 9 of them have been moved to San Jose. We are also concerned that the whereabouts of 3 families in the settlement of Las Nuevas remain unknown. With respect to the common grave, there are further terrible events to report. Just before nightfall, we went in search of the bodies of Luis Eduardo Guerra, leader of the community, and his family. We found them, abandoned on one side of a cliff by the river. There was no sign of deep wounds, and it was clear that they had been severely beaten and began to their clothes had been cut. The bodies of Luis Eduardo, Elenia, and Guerra are still there at midday on Thursday the 25th, because the prosecutor's office first removed the bodies from the common graves. Promising to return the first thing next morning, they did not do so. One section of the commission stayed there, waiting for the prosecutor's office to keep its word, so that the bodies of our friends could receive a burial. Eventually, today, the bodies were taken away. In the middle of all this tragedy, we can see how the strategy of terror devastated the prison. The soldiers, women, training, and the strong presence in the area have said to various families in the area, it is a pity that the facts have become known so quickly, as otherwise there would have been more deaths. And the truth that has been surrounding us during this period commented that this incident smells of dead gorillas. They find great people who have been massacred. Despite the fact that the troop commander promised not to take photographs or video, they have done so. The soldiers have prompted people to vote for these members, accusing them of being gorillas, and asking for or pointing out various leaders, with specifically using their names. The media has attempted to distort facts, reporting either that the massacre was carried out by guerrillas, or in other versions, alleging that it was done by the paramilitary. For us, it is obvious, and the witnesses stated that, that this was an army operation, that even cordoned off the area before the massacre, from the 17th of February, and still remain in the local settlements. The Navy has also stated that Louis Edward was involved in a bombing in August of last year. The truth is quite the reverse. Louis Edward's family, among others, were victims of an explosion caused by a grenade which had been abandoned by the army. Diana, Louis Edward's son, was seriously injured and nearly lost one of his legs due to the explosion. It is not unusual that he has been mentioned to be forced to the evidence. However, the nature of the evidence, the obvious army presence in the area before, during, and after the massacre, clearly points to the London Army as the perpetrators of this recent attack against the civilian population. We are facing a new humanitarian crisis in the area, and the death of our friends and the release of God, the leader of the community, will have a strong impact on the community process. We know that the Scottish Rite terror and impunity will continue. The army has threatened various families and settlements, and we warned them that the same will happen to them in Australia. For this reason, we call on the witnesses who survived the massacre, and who are afraid for their lives. Facts are overwhelming. We have endured 152 killings, and no one has stood tall for any one of them. But the Colombian legal system has collected hundreds of testimonies, which indicate the process is possible. Despite this, we plan to continue, and will continue, simply because it is necessary to continue to protect the prisoners. Therefore, we now call for national and international solidarity to demand and commit to this dreadful terror, which has been carried out against the Jewish community of Calcutta and against the population in the settlement of the Royal District. We ask for respect for the process that is going on in the areas of Calcutta and the humanitarian grounds. On this occasion, there are 8 deaths, innocent civilians, and 5 families and children, all victims of the terror. On Monday, the 28th of February, we hope to have a mass funeral in the cemetery of Calcutta. With the words of Louis Edwardo, his ideas and views will remain with us, and the man stronger than ever. We believe that the civilian population has a right to be good people. We will take a look at it, and we will continue to defend this cause, even if we risk our lives. For further information on the situation of human rights in Colombia, you may visit the People News Corp or Polaris website. This information has been provided by the Christian Unity of San Jose to the Capitol. It has been produced at RCLA in Madrid on March 4, 2005.